We spoke last week about exactly how the Kohanim should say the Pesukim of Birkat Kohanim, and we would have thought that when they finish the third Pasuk, V'yaseim lecha shalom, then their mitzvah is over and done with. But it's not quite finished yet, because the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Kaf Chet tells us that the Kohanim aren't allowed to turn back to the Aron HaKodesh until the Shliach Tzibur has started saying Sim Shalom. They have to remain standing facing the Tzibur until the Chazan starts saying Sim Shalom. And certainly on Yom Tov, in Chutz La'aretz, where it's all a bit drawn out, there can be something of a break here. The Tzibur have to respond to Amen to the V'yaseim Lecha Shalom of the Kohanim, and then the Chazan has to start Sim Shalom, and often it'll be a Yom Tov tune. If he's got a choir there helping him, it might be a bit of a pause till they've all got the right key, or think they've got the right key, and start Sim Shalom, and wants to take his talit off from over his face, etc. Sometimes you see that the Kohanim are in a bit of a rush, and as soon as they've said V'yaseim Lecha Shalom, they've turned back to the Aron HaKodesh already. That's not correct. They need to wait till the Shliach Tzibur starts Sim Shalom. Also, the Shulchan Aruch tells us they're not supposed to lower their hands until they've turned back to the Aron HaKodesh. So they have to stay there with their hands outstretched, facing the Tzibur, till the Shliach Tzibur has started Sim Shalom. Then when the Shliach Tzibur starts Sim Shalom, they turn back to the Aron HaKodesh with their arms still outstretched. And as we said last week, they turn to the right, so in a clockwise fashion. And then when they're facing the Aron HaKodesh again, then they can lower their hands. And the Shulchan Aruch also tells us they're not allowed to leave their place in front of the Aron HaKodesh until the Shliach Tzibur has finished the Bracha of Sim Shalom, so until he's either said on the usual occasion Hamvarech et Amo Yisrael b'Shalom, or on the Yamim Noraim Oseh HaShalom, and then they can move from their place. Though the Shulchan Aruch also brings a Yesh Misha Omer, another view that says they mustn't move from their place until the Tzibur has finished saying Amen. And again, sometimes you see the Kohanim, they're in a bit of a rush to get down from in front of the Aron HaKodesh. They shouldn't be in such a rush, particularly on Yom Tov. We only duchen on Yom Tov. The Amen can also be quite a performance on Shalosh Regalim. It's a Shalosh Regalim Amen. So till that's finished, they can't go down. And on Yamin Noraim, it's an Amen, which also is drawn out, and they can't go down till that is concluded. Mishnah Berurah says also they need to be careful to make sure they don't speak until they leave the duchan. And again, sometimes, particularly on the Yamim Noraim, you see the Kohanim, they're up there in front of the Aron HaKodesh, they finish duchening, it's still Hayom Tam Tseinu, whatever, and they're talking a little bit. That's not good practice, neither from the perspective of Birkat Kohanim, nor from the perspective of this being Chazarat Hashatz. Mishnah Berurah also points out that nowadays, the general minhag is that we tend to say to the Kohanim Shekoyach when they come down, and therefore, because of that, and that perhaps being a hefsek during the Chazarat Hashatz, during the Kaddish, so then we should actually wait till after the Kaddish, and then the Kohanim should come down, and everybody can say to them a Shekoyach. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Shelos and Shuvot Har Tzvi, Chelek Aleph Simon Samach Bet, discusses an interesting question. He says the minhag is that people say Shkoyach to the Kohanim, and they respond, as one does, Baruch Tia, you should be blessed. He says, hold on a minute, there's a Gemara at the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah on Daf Kafchet, which says that it's prohibited for the Kohanim to add a bracha to Birkat Kohanim of their own, even if it's another Pasuk. So if that's the case, how can they say Baruch Tia? Isn't that a problem of Bal Tosif, of adding to the brachot of Birkat Kohanim? So he says, well, it would seem that it's not a problem, because we know that the Kohanim say a Ribono Shel Olam, a special tefillah, just after they've duchened, before they come down from in front of the Aron HaKodesh, and that tefillah ends up with the pasuk which we read in the Leining last Shabbat, Hashkifa Mimon Kodshecha Uvarech Et Amcha Et Yisrael, you should bless your people Yisrael. So that's obviously not a problem of Bal Tosif. Why isn't it a problem of Bal Tosif? Because they're not facing the people. Birkat Kohanim has to be Panim Keneged Panim. Needs to be the Kohanim facing the people. Here they've turned away from the people, so that shows that it's not Birkat Kohanim any longer, and therefore they're allowed to say that Pasuk. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank reasons that seeing as the Nisiat Kapayim also has to be Binasiat Kapayim, with the Klanim raising their hands. So seeing as they've lowered their hands at this point, even though they're saying Baruch Tia, it's not a problem of Baal Tosif, because again, they're showing that this isn't part of Birkat Klanim. They don't have their hands outstretched. But then he brings the Rambam in Perek Yud Dalet of Hilchot Tefillah, who indicates that the Issur of Baal Tosif applies at any time that the Kohen adds a further bracha, whether they're facing the people, whether they've got their arms outstretched or not, it's still a problem of Baal Tosif, and it's prohibited. In which case, why is it they can say the Pasuk of Hashkifa, Uvareche Tamcha et Yisrael? That's because it's said as a tefillah rather than as a bracha. It's a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should bless the people rather than a direct bracha to the people. So in actual fact, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's conclusion is that's the Yesh Lehistapek Bazeh. It's uncertain whether this is good practice for the Kohanim to say Baruch Tia or not. In actual fact, they shouldn't say Baruch Tia. It would be best they just smile sweetly and say, oh, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to bless you. Ad Kan.